And let's get right into the show because this is a great theme dealing with Thanksgiving and everything, because this is a lot about giving back and helping out our fellow man
and women.
But on the line, we've had this guest on before. He's a columnist in the UT. He's an author. He wrote I'm There For You, Baby. I think I got it right, but he's been on the show before, but he's got a whole new adventure he's working with, and we're going to talk about it today. But we're welcoming Neil Centuria back. Neil, how are you?
Thank you, Joe and Richard.
Our pleasure.
I like this idea of move your feet before you eat, which is so if I walk around the beach, I can do both.
Absolutely.
Your office is right there.
Move your
feet
while you eat, right?
While you eat. So but I appreciate you taking the time. I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
A lot of people in town have thought that I should be in prison, and I actually did end up there, but they did let me out. So here's the story. In late June, a guy named Igor Stravinsky, it's a true story, who had worked, a Russian computer scientist, I don't know if he's a hacker, had worked for me in the past, sends me an email and says, there's an organization called Defy Ventures, D-E-F-Y, Defy Ventures, and they do entrepreneurship in prison, and they have a program on July 23rd. You should go to it. You can't say no to a Russian computer scientist. So I say, okay, I'm going to do that. And one of the themes here is everybody in this town, or lots of people, are mentors. They talk a good game. They're going to help people. They're going to encourage entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always easy to be a mentor if the guy is a computer scientist PhD from UCSD, but it's much more difficult to give your time, perhaps, to people who are incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all in, and I get my buddy Mark Bowles, and he and I go up to Lancaster, to California State Prison, July 23rd. The temperature is 110 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. Where is Lancaster? Is it near Sacramento
Lancaster
somewhere?
Lancaster is 37 miles outside of nowhere. and you can't. By the way, this is one wonderful story. So we get there, and he thinks he's going to get an Uber. There's no Uber in Lancaster. He's out of his mind.
Yeah, the joke about Lancaster is it's not the end of the earth, but you can see the end of the earth from there.
Close enough.
But what's it near? Is it just in the middle of California, Death Valley? I mean, where is it? Do we have any?
It's 115 miles outside Los Angeles, northeast.
Oh my gosh! Okay, hot.
It's in Lancaster.
Okay.
It's in Lancaster.
You're landlocked.
so what's interesting is because I write this column on entrepreneurship in the Union Tribune, I decide that instead of just going, I will interview the brains behind it, the CEO, the founder, who's a woman named Catherine Hoke.
Mm-hmm.
Get her on the phone, and I hear her story, which is quite unique, and I'll let, at some later time, she can tell it or Charles can tell it.
Mm-hmm.
It's her own story, but she is quite a force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
And I interview her, so I'm going to write the background on the story, and then I'm going to go to the prison. So we go to the prison, and it is really extraordinary. There were 17 volunteers, that's 17 guys like me, men and women, and there were 55 inmates, formerly incarcerated, but they're currently incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
And they call them EITs, entrepreneurs in training.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't call them inmates, we call them EITs. And Defy has a whole program. So again, rather than sort of steal the thunder from Charles or Catherine, there's a whole program, and it is very moving. I mean, you spend 8 hours with guys, you begin to know their faces, and you know their names, and you begin to have some kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
One of the stories that I told in the paper was when you check in, the warden says, hello, we're glad you're here, and by the way, if you're taken hostage, we're not going to negotiate for you. So, this is a true story. I mean, you gotta love America. And then when you get in the room, there's a single room, a large room with both the EITs, there's some guards, there's the volunteers, and there's a guy up on the catwalk with a rifle. And he has a sign both in Spanish and in English that says that no warning shots will be fired.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is good. I mean, this is, like, terrific.
Oh, my gosh.
I spend the day, and it is really extraordinary. And, again, I'll let Catherine or Charles tell you about the program. But at the end of the day, Ms. Hoke says to me, you know, I'm going to ask you for money. And I said, everybody does. Why should you be different? It's Manishtana Halila Hazef.
So easy for you to say.
So she says at the end of the thing, she says, look, everybody, Nana, now I want $500. I said, sweetheart, I'm not going to give you $500. I got a better deal for you. If you will do this program, which has moved me greatly, at Donovan State Prison, which is the state prison at the border in San Diego, we have three maximum security prisons in San Diego, Donovan being one of them. The other is Calipatria. I forget the name of the third. Mm-hmm. But Donovan's the sort of main level four, maximum security. They got barbed wire and the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, I'll tell you what, if you'll do the program here, as opposed to in Northern California or outside Los Angeles, if you'll do it locally, I'll raise you $100,000. And you can have this wonderful moment, which is she's thinking to herself, who the hell is this guy? I mean, some maniac says, I won't give you $500, but I'll give you $100,000.
How about that?
So
let's hold it, right?
She's pretty entrepreneurial herself.
But
so
Neil,
says,
hang on. We're going to take a break, and we'll everybody hang in. We'll get to the rest of the story. We'll come right back with Neil Centuria right after this. Hang on.
The stories that are very painful. But one thing that I hear that is clear, universally, the sentence is, I made bad choices. They acknowledge they made bad choices, not that they were imposed on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never make those choices again.
Mm.
So it is really powerful stuff. Now, you know, you can get into the whole issue of prison incarceration. I'm not sure I want to go there, but I do know this. Giving somebody a second chance, a hope for, the possibility of thinking about having control of your life is really valuable.
Well,
so
this is real.
I kid a little about, doing a Billy Crystal at Donovan State Prison, but the truth is it's pretty good, and I'm very fortunate to be able to give my time and do it.
Well, Neil, you know what? This is what rehabilitation is all about. We don't want these guys to come out and commit crime again and wind up back in prison. I mean, you guys are actually helping them, you know, turn their lives around, which I don't know if they're getting this kind of training, in prison now. And, of course, all of them
are different. Lots of programs for people when they get out. But this is one of the few programs for people that are in.
Mm-hmm.
And to date, the DeFi's been in business 3.5 years. I think they're in 11 or 12 prisons. Their recidivism rate is less than 4%.
Yeah, it's like
3.2. So that tells you it's got some real impact.
Well, this is much better than GED and everything else. This is helping them get on their feet, hit the ground running when they get out rather than scrambling and whatnot, right?
Yeah, I'm very moved, and I think it's wonderful that it's coming, and the number of people have contributed have been astounding.
Mm-hmm.
And now we'll see. There's a 2-year program. We'll see if it. We have to wait, but it was worth doing, and it sort of. I wouldn't say it. It was kind of. I stumbled into this, and now. Now I'm all in on the prison racket.
It's great. Well, Neil, we've got to get to wrap up here in this half. We're going to get to Charles Hoke the second half, talk more about the program, the numbers, and the data, and everything else. But and you're welcome to hang around if you'd like. But anyway, we're going to come back with more about the five ventures, Neil Centuria, Charles Hoke, right after this. Hang on.
Thanks.